Over two centuries ago, it was England that taxed our tea. Now it's Brussels trying to regulate our companies. Under new European regulations, American businesses face crushing fines, forced disclosures, and foreign red tape that kills jobs here at home. America's laws should be written in America, not Brussels. Reject European regulatory overreach and uphold Trump's trade deal. Paid for by Americans for Limited Government.
It's my name! Oh, girl,
I don't know, we're psychos.
What's going on?
Welcome to season 3
of Two Girls
and a Baby
with myself, Megan,
Jade,
and
no Enzo.
There's no Enzo here today. Aww. However,
he's at his second birthday party of his first birthday.
Yeah, he's not. He hasn't turned 2. 1 year. It's actually insane that Enzo turned 1.
Yeah, he turned 1
on the 17th of May.
Last weekend. Yeah, now, yeah.
What day does this podcast come out? Wednesday.
Oh, who knows?
I know we were talking about changing the day it's going to come out.
Look, sure, we'll play it by ear.
Yeah, do you know what? If anybody fancies being our producer for the podcast
or editor,
yeah, we're happy to take on anyone. You just have to be willing to do it for free.
Yeah, like if you're passionate about the podcast, like us,
yes,
and not getting paid for the podcast,
yeah,
like
just
us,
doing it for the love of it. We'd love to hear.
Send us an email.
Yeah, I'm actually deadly serious.
No, same.
I don't even think we have an email for the podcast anymore, though.
Oh, we probably don't. Text us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Or do you want my phone number?
Nah, give us a text on Insta at Two Girls and a Baby Pod. Hopefully we get somebody.
Yeah, at Killian Doyle.
Yes, Killian, if you are listening, we'd love you to edit the podcast. If
produce
it as well, that would be absolutely fantastic.
Hello, this is at Killian Doyle, and I did end up editing this podcast.
We are back for season 3.
Which is just wild.
It is. Where has time gone? Even though we have 30 something episodes in season 1 and 2.
Yeah.
We kind of went a bit overboard and then we took a little bit of a break and then
we took a huge break.
Yeah, 2 months. That's the longest break we've ever taken.
Yeah.
It was needed though.
Yeah, it was.
I was crazy busy and
we were
still
just flat out.
There was no time.
No.
For everything.
Even when we were recording the podcasts, they were not rushed, but we weren't putting our heart and soul into them.
Yes.
Because we didn't have the time to.
That's it. And when it came to that, we kind of said, no, do you know what? It's time to take a little break from it so we can come back with fresh eyes and fresh everything. And you know what?
We're better for it.
We are.
I'm here ready to pod.
I am ready to pod as well. I know we did actually. I think we said at the end of the last episode that we're going to have lots of guests on.
Oh yeah.
Look, it's probably going to happen. We do have a list of people, but
it's not our fault if we can't get them if we're trying.
Yeah, if we are trying. And then
we will have more guests than ever before.
Yeah, and if you have any guests that you would like to see on the pod,
sure, text us.
Sure, give us a text, okay? We just want to hear from you.
That'll be the motto of the pod, because we'll obviously do our life lessons, but we're going to do a topic that people could probably text us about too.
Oh, 100%, and give their takes on and opinions.
Yeah, we probably should have told them that beforehand.
We should have. Maybe we can tell them at the end. I'm just going to go get the season notes because I want to remember my life lesson, and it's written there, but now I have to make sure I have it right.
That's okay. Will I do mine?
Yeah, you get straight into yours.
So my life lesson, it's not a one to sum up our time off now at all, but it's something that I learned during it that I thought was kind of fascinating. So do you know, you probably would have heard this phrase the whole time during COVID, oh, everything is relevant to everyone, blah blah blah. Well, actually, time is very particularly relevant to everyone. I could have told you this already. But basically, if you put a watch, if you give birth to a baby, you put a watch on that baby, you put a watch on that mother, and you set it to midnight. After about 20 or 30 years, the times will be just slightly different because time is relevant to each individual. So the baby will experience time differently and the mother will experience time differently because they are different humans. And therefore, somehow, I don't know how, the watches reflect the time that each individual experiences.
That can't be right.
No, I promise you, it's a scientific fact.
But how does the time change on the watch?
I don't know.
Maybe it's when they change it back the hour.
Maybe it's because there's probably metals and stuff in our body and the battery would be metal.
We're all energy.
It's
all energy.
Yeah. Mad though. Now, it's only don't run legs with the story. It's only off by a few seconds or a few minutes, but it's still crazy that
each individual
is off.
Each individual is within their own time zone.
Yeah, like if we were sat here now and we didn't have a recorder on and we were like, right, how long have you been sat in here? I could say, oh, 10 minutes, whereas you could say two because we both experience time so differently.
Yes, okay.
Get me?
Yeah, I get you.
It's all relative.
Yeah, that is interesting.
But it's cool that the watch syncs up with your relative.
Yeah, which is wild. I wonder, yeah. Has my watch done that now?
No, I think it takes a long, like a few years.
Okay, okay.
Okay.
Right, we have it. We have my life lesson. So last, I don't know, the other week I emceed at this showcase event for a thing called The Big Idea, yeah. Which I think is such a cool thing, and everybody and every school should be partaking in it. So essentially it's looking at ideas that stress like the youth, and they're coming up with like real life solutions to things that are their biggest stressors.
Yeah.
Which is obviously really important. They're learning life skills and whatnot. But one thing they do, it's called flirting, okay?
Flirting, I remember this. I
so
love
it's
flirting.
Learning through failure. Do you know? So as you fail each time, you're still learning. And it's so important to learn how to fail as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my life lesson in a nutshell.
That was a quick one.
Yeah.
I love flirting though.
Flirting.
I love the word itself.
Yeah, flirting.
Flirting.
And it has such a nice ring to it. And I think a lot of people think of failure as such a negative thing.
Mm-hmm.
But failure is not, because number one, it means you tried.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, it means you know how to not do it the second time.
Exactly.
Let's get into our topic for this week. And look, it might be a little bit of old news, but it's something that we have to talk about.
Okay.
Because we are very passionate about it.
Oh,
we?
Yeah. Yeah.
And we have talked about it on the podcast many, many times.
And we will probably talk about it again in the future.
Yeah. And yes, we are talking about the one and only Molly May Haig. And
her now boyfriend.
Yeah, her partner again. Are they re-engaged now that they're back together?
I don't know how that works. If you get back with your ex that you were engaged to, are you getting married again, or does he have to re-propose? Do they get a new ring?
Yeah, no, you can use the same ring, but just get back on that knee maybe.
So does she give him back the ring and say, here, like whenever you're ready?
Assumably. I don't actually
That's
know.
That's weird.
If it happened to you, right? So you and Reese engaged, you break up. It's not even been a year, right? Okay, so they obviously broke up last August and they're back together.
That's a tough one.
And they were kind of back together probably around Christmas time. They were kind of trying to figure things out.
If me and Reese were engaged and me and Reese broke up, we would either get back together and start planning the wedding again instantly, or we wouldn't be getting back together at all. Because I think if you break up an engagement, you're breaking up for a serious reason.
Yeah, but they broke up an engagement.
I know. So therefore, either don't get back together or else you're just getting married now.
Okay, so the engagement's just back on.
Yeah, I think so.
You don't need to re-propose.
No.
Everything is just kind of back to the way it was. No,
I think
it's
so.
It's obviously not straight away back to the way it was, because you're obviously working on things.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I wasn't sure until I put myself in the shoes. If I had a ring on my finger,
yeah,
there's not a chance I'm handing it back. No way, like.
Yeah, that's also another controversial thing, like who gets to keep the ring?
I do, it's mine, it was given to me.
I know, and I know in a lot of like situations where partners have broke up engagements, like the fella wants the ring back.
Oh, fuck off then.
Oh yeah, it's your possession because it was given to you.
Exactly, like he's not going to ask me for the shoes he bought back for
no,
me back.
No.
Do you know, so why would he ask for my ring back?
Exactly.
I can imagine myself though in fury throwing it at him and being like, I don't want this anymore. That is something I would very much do.
Don't do that, because the ring has value, and you can't be fucking if you're breaking up. You don't want him to have like that ring.
No, I can sell that. Yeah,
exactly.
Buy myself something cool.
Yeah, buy yourself a nice ring with it.
Yeah, a little divorce ring.
Or yeah, have a little divorce party. It's not even a divorce.
No, you're literally just broken up. But I think for me, it would be either we're like, if we've broken up an engagement, we're done here, 100%. Never getting back together, Taylor Swift. Or
we
are
never, ever.
Or we're just pretending we didn't break up and we're straight back on. Wedding is back on for the exact same time.
Okay.
I think I would either act like nothing happened or else that's it, done.
Yeah,
one extreme or the other.
And you know what? They can't really get re-engaged at all.
No.
Because there was this big, massive, like, you know, they were in Ibiza and, you know, we saw this big video and all of this.
There's
that
no
came
faking
with
that again.
No, you can't do that again. That's actually embarrassing.
But was their wedding meant, like, was it a 2025 wedding?
I have no
idea. Like, has their wedding date passed?
See, the Amazon documentary
I know
that Molly May did, that was meant to be
Their
wedding docu-series. So essentially, it probably would be happening around this time.
So therefore, they can't just instantly get married.
No, because there's loads of talk about a part two of Molly Mae behind it all.
So and that'll be the lead off.
Yeah, I think so. They're not gonna make a dual docu-series now when Molly Mae has done so well on her own. Tommy Fury has his own documentary thing going on as well.
What would you do here?
What?
You and Simon are engaged. You break up the engagement. Are you re-proposing? Is he re-proposing to you? Do you expect and want a re-proposal?
I don't know. It depends on why we broke up.
I think if you're breaking up an engagement, like, is there any point getting back together? I know I was here rooting for them, but like, you like the whole
That's
point.
A lot.
The whole point of a marriage is like in sickness, you are there to die together. So whatever issues you've got, figure it out together. Or if you're breaking up, you're done.
But maybe they needed to break up in order for Tommy to fucking figure out what he needed to do to cop on.
I know, what a little boy.
I think he really needed to realise how serious Molly was about it and how hard he was making things for her. So I think sometimes it is necessary. But yeah, like, what if they do get married and it happens all over again? Then they're getting divorced.
Then there's no going back. You're either together forever.
I think what happens here is in a few years' time, he's going to re-propose, maybe in a year or two.
You don't think they're going to get married in the next few years?
No, they couldn't. They're only making sure, like, at the moment, they're just, everything's happy days, everything's going great. Like, she needs time to see if he's actually a changed man.
I know. Or is this just a little phase?
Yeah, which I hope it's not. And I'm sure it's not.
Yeah.
Because I do believe that people can change for the better and
for
the people they love. So I think in a year, he should repropose. Yeah, that would be my stance on it.
Okay. But then, you know, there's some people and they do be engaged for like 17 years.
Yeah, some people just never get married.
They just get engaged.
It's so expensive.
We were only talking about this the other day in work and it's like, you don't actually have to do that expensive a wedding though.
Do you not?
Nah.
Yeah, true.
There was a girl that we worked with. Sorry, do you want to tell your story first? And she was saying like she would just go down to the beach, literally her fiance, her child, maybe the grandparents, get married and then just do a post on Facebook. Like, yeah, we're married.
Okay.
And just like not only pay the person who's marrying you.
Yeah, yeah.
Just something small and teeny. Something
small and intimate. It's so, yeah, because as well as that, like, it's such an intimate thing that you don't want to have to share it with all these people that you don't necessarily want to be there.
Very little people will be at my wedding.
Because weddings are so political, it's like anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we've talked about this before.
Probably. I think we've planned our ideal wedding on the pod.
I think we did. I think I was saying, because the whole idea of like going abroad so that less people are going to go.
Yes, yes.
I don't know. And you can do a wedding very small, I suppose, if you don't want. Like you could do like, maybe I shouldn't be telling what my sister's doing because that's her wedding.
Yeah, no. We won't share your sister's weddings,
When it happens, I'll share.
Yeah, exactly.
But like she's doing something much different, like, and I don't know how much it's going to cost, but it's not like your stereotypical wedding.
I wouldn't have a stereotypical.
No,
sure, they
I
know what
I...
wedding we'd have. We don't need to go into that.
Yeah, we don't.
Basically, do you get back with your ex?
Yeah, this is actually the
this
whole.
This is the topic, not
the
just
topic
Molly Mae.
It wasn't anything to do with engagements. We were actually met. Yeah, yeah. Like so. Obviously, yeah. Their relationship is so in the public eye.
Yeah.
And for them to break up and to get back together while the whole world is watching is like...
I think fair play to them.
Fair play to them because they're, following what they want regardless of what people are saying about them online. They have to ignore all of that because at the end of the day, they are two regular people. And they are a good couple. And if it was your best friend getting back with her ex, you'd be egging her on, like, or you'd
be
supporting her. So,
well, I don't know, would you though? Because they're in their particular situation.
Obviously, yeah, you have to see it from, say, Zoe's perspective, right? Her sister, and she's like really annoyed about it all. But at the same time, then that's not being supportive. But
yes.
She also has been there through the thick and like through the good, bad, and the ugly, mainly the ugly. And she's seen all the really tough times. So it just depends. It really depends on whether your friend, you think he's changed.
I think.
Anyways, can you get back with your ex? Would you have you or what?
Oh yeah, me and Reese have gotten back together twice.
Yeah, but
we've broken up twice.
That's so true.
But like for like silly little reasons.
Like a week though.
Yeah, oh, we've never broken up for more than 2 weeks. ever. So I don't know if that really even counts. We also always said that if either one of us ever suggests that we go on a break, we just break up and we're done, because we were like, there's no need for a break in relationships. Now, we were 17 when we said that, and obviously okay. We've broken up since.
I think, but like, breaks can be good in relationships.
I do too. I think we were just young and silly thinking that.
Why, like, would you need that?
Because, do you know when you're in secondary school, 1 week someone's on and then the next week they're off, and we were like, we just don't want to be like that. We're either solid or we're not.
Yeah.
And then obviously, like, we were together, I think the first time we broke up, we were together like 4 years, and sure, you'd just be freaking out at that young age being together.
Of course,
with someone.
Yeah. And then you break up and then you're like, shit, I want to be with them.
Doesn't matter if I'm only young, I do love them.
I still
want
to be with them.
But yeah, like, we have broken up and gotten back together, but like, they're not full on breakups. It's not like we spent years apart. And then when I was thinking about this topic, I was going to say to you, oh, a girl that we work with, we don't even work with her, only I work with her.
Oh, yeah.
But a girl that I work with now, isn't that so weird to say?
Yeah.
When I'm saying it in my head, it's so weird.
Well, look, we can still pretend that I work, because I'm technically doing the podcast.
Okay.
Well, no, that's, yeah.
A girl that I and Megan used to work with, she had a boyfriend for 4 years.
I love this story.
I love
though.
This story.
I think it's so, it makes me tear up.
No, they are literally born to be together.
Yeah, they are.
They were together 4 years. A lot of stuff happened in like their personal lives.
Yeah.
They broke up. And then in the past
year, went travelling, didn't he?
Yeah.
And then they bumped into each other during
around
Christmas.
And they've been back together since. Yeah. And they live together.
And they're just so in love, and they're just meant to be. They just, sometimes people need that time apart in order to go back together.
Yes.
But like, even when you think of, I know you don't follow Sinead Hegarty.
No.
But the boy she's with now, who she loves and adores, she was with him the last time she was in Australia. But she just wasn't in a position that she wanted to be dating anyone, and she wasn't ready for a relationship.
That's
and now
mental.
They're together. And the same, there's this other girl that I follow, Dominique Nugent or something, on Instagram, right? She was full on ready to get married, like, had the wedding. They were flying out to like Portugal.
It's like Maya Jama.
Right? Then it comes out of the works that he's been cheating on her, the husband. That was all devastating, heartbreak central, because I like really enjoyed following her. But now she's with this new guy, but
he's not a new guy.
No, he's not a new guy, and there's photos of them when they were younger over in Australia, when they were together in Australia, and then they've come back together.
They do say that you've met the person that you're going to marry before you are 25,
which is insane.
You just might not know it yet.
I don't think I'd met Simon before I was 25.
No, but sure, like, there's obviously exceptions to the rule.
Maybe I had met him like and didn't know.
You probably have. I feel like you probably would have. Maybe, potentially, yeah. On a night out or something. Who knows?
Who knows?
But yeah, I think it sounds like we are here for getting back with your ex, but
with reason.
If you've had, like, I do have one friend, and I would never recommend for her to get back with her ex, because what they had wasn't even a good relationship.
Yes.
I think if you have a good relationship and you break up,
and then it just comes back together somehow. But if someone, I'm all for getting back with your ex, but like that,
if
an
toxic.
Ex is a prick,
yes,
an ex is like, you know, there's loads of negatives to the relationship. Like, don't do it. Like, don't.
If you weren't with Simon, I don't know if I can say this, if you weren't with Simon, is there any of your exes you would get back with?
No, well, yeah, I don't. Yeah,
yeah, we can't ask that.
No, like, the answer would be no anyways. But like, when I was younger, like, I've had, like, obviously situationships, but I only had one other proper like boyfriend when I was like 17, and we broke up for like 2 weeks, mm-hmm. and then we got back together.
Okay.
And then we broke up again.
And that was that.
That was that, but then we were kind of going off with each other every now and again. Like,
I feel like that's normal enough though.
So after we broke up, say the second time.
Yes.
And if he had asked me to get back with him within the month or so after that, obviously I'm so fragile, I'm going to want to get back with him, because he broke up with me, you know?
Okay, okay.
Whereas, you know, when you're kind of going off with them again, you're just doing it for the crack. It's not because I want to get back with you.
Yeah.
You're just doing it for the plot, like. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
That's all that is. Like, it's nothing.
There's no emotion.
No emotion. And it's just actually like recycling.
Saving the planet. One human at a time.
That's it. Exactly. Look, someone's got to do it.
That's absolutely valid.
But yeah, no, I think under certain circumstances, I think like the people coming back together after being apart, like those kind of things, perfect. But just don't.
They make my heart melt, those stories.
They do. Me too. But like a breakup, it can be so difficult. Mm. Even though like you think it's the end of the world, it's the worst thing that's ever going to happen to you, but it's really not.
No, unless it was like that, like you're going to come back together in a few years.
Yeah, but you're...
But 90% of the time, I don't think that's the case.
No, and you can't hold on to that either.
No.
But you know when like your break, when someone breaks up with you or something ends, you're immediately going to think of all the good things they've done for you and all the positives. And you're not going to think about the negatives. If, even if you think about a negative, you're going to be like, oh, but he did this. And
he bought me flowers
that
day.
And you're like, yeah, but he literally, like, I don't know, didn't text you back for a week and went out like every single night for the whole month of August. You know, you have to remember all the bad
things
they've
specific.
Done. Yeah, I know. It just came out of my mouth, Jade. but like, no, because I have been in situations where I've been in situationships and I was devastated because... They ended, but I wasn't actually, like, I was just attached to the idea of the person rather than the actual person and what they had done.
Yes, that makes sense.
You know?
Yeah, I get that.
So it is okay to get back with an ex.
If they're a good ex.
Yeah, if they're
but
worth
then,
it.
But then, is Tommy Fury a good ex? I don't know why I
think
keep
he
going
has
back
his
to them.
Positives. Like, I think he must have, like, he obviously was good up until a certain point. He
True.
Obviously got worse.
Yes.
Did he?
I think they had alcohol issues. That's bad.
Yeah. And but I suppose alcohol issues probably only happen at the weekend, or were they happening every day?
I think I do find it crazy that she was alone for the first so many weeks of Bambi's life.
Oh yes.
Now apparently I do think he was in training camp and stuff, but
yeah,
like,
but still,
regardless.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think that's right that her and her sister raised their baby for the first few weeks.
I forgot that happened.
Like, there's video evidence.
Yeah.
And neither of them have a clue what to do. You need your partner during that time.
You do. You need someone to support you. So, yeah. I guess...
Maybe he just had a bad year out of four.
Yeah. And you know what? Like, maybe he was struggling too. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
You just have to trust that she knows what she's doing.
I think she's a clever woman.
Yeah.
To be fair.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I do.
Do you know what? I do think so too, but... She did say like that even when she put up that post that she wanted to break up, that she, her and Tommy were breaking up, she wanted to get back together. But she needed to put that out into the world so that they could break up. Because if she didn't put that out there, then they wouldn't have broke up.
No, I know. But like, just imagine how fragile you are.
Yeah, true.
Do you know?
She is in a very difficult position because like a lot of people.
And they have a baby.
Yeah, and a lot of people like were looking at them as the perfect couple.
I know. That is a lot of pressure.
Yeah. So that's that anyways.
Yeah.
I think relationships in general, like, they can be so hard to navigate.
Oh yeah, they are. They're tough, like. Yeah. And it doesn't matter how long you're in them, there's always going to be issues that you just don't know how to tackle.
Yeah, and like it's crazy because a lot of the times you're having these difficult conversations that I'd say if I was to have a hard conversation with you, it wouldn't be hard.
No.
Why is it so hard? I suppose it's because it's the opposite sex and how they're understanding what you're saying is different. And there's a lot more on the line, I suppose, because you're connected, I suppose, intimately.
That's the thing. And like, not that like you'd be afraid they're going to break up with you after a hard conversation, but like sometimes I would be like, what if I say this now? And he's just like, yeah, I don't want to do that. And then that's just the end of that.
Yeah.
Which is obviously so unrealistic. I don't think if I said to Reese, like, can you just put your clothes away a bit more, he's going to break up with me. But you know, there is so much more on the line.
There is, and you don't, I
hate, don't want to be jeopardising something good for the sake of something that you're like, are they going to think this is not silly, but like.
And half the time they don't though, because I can't even remember. Like sometimes I'd be like, Simon, look, I might be just a little bit paranoid, but like, do you hate me? Like,
it's funny when you say it now, but I know what you mean.
Or something that would be after happening where like he was weird in a text message and I'm like, oh my God, right, that's it. Like,
he doesn't want to be with me anymore.
He's going to break up with me.
And I've been with Reece 7 years and if he doesn't send me an ex after a text, I'm like, he's fuming.
That's it, yeah.
like we're done. He's
done
found
with
someone
me.
Else.
And like I've gotten to the stage where I'll be like, look, I know I'm probably overthinking, but can you confirm?
Just give me some reassurance.
If you saying that meant that you hated me and you want to break up with me, or what?
Was that just a type?
What are you on about?
I know. Like, as much as I love being a girl, I'd say it's so hard to be a boyfriend.
Yeah. Oh, I say it is. Simon texted me like, hey, Meg, one day. And I was like, that's it.
We're friends.
We're over. Why didn't he say, babe, we're so done. He hates me. I remember panicking. I remember texting you, being like, Simon, just text me my name. And then when you say that, that's so stupid. Imagine, it's my name. Oh, girls, what are we like?
I don't know, we're psychos.
Are we psychos?
No, we are.
I think we feel so deeply.
No, Megan, we're crazy. If I text Reese and said, hey, Reese, instead of hey, love, do you think he'd be like, fuck, Jade doesn't like me anymore? No.
When you put it into perspective.
Yeah, but when you're feeling it, it's relative to yourself.
It is. Everything's relative to you and your own feelings.
But like we are. We're crazy. Sometimes like, yeah, I don't know. But I don't know. It's tough to be a girlfriend too, because we do feel deeply.
It is tough to be a girlfriend because sometimes boys just don't get things.
Why are we validating our psychos?
No, we're not psychos. I don't think we are crazy at all.
No, we're actually very chill girlfriends.
We just feel deeply. And look, girls, I think maybe read into things more than lads do.
Yeah.
And then lads aren't perfect either.
No.
Do you know, you might, like, I don't know, I can't think of an example.
Me neither. Maybe they are.
All I can think of is when Simon tries to look for things.
What do you mean?
Like he'll come into the room and he'll be like, Megan, have you seen my vape? Like, no, because I don't.
Does Simon vape?
Oh, yeah. He started vaping now. Oh, I don't know when he started doing this. A month or so ago.
I've never seen him vape.
He stopped smoking as much.
Okay.
But he's vaping.
Okay.
I'd rather him smoke than vape.
Oh, same.
I'd rather him neither, to be honest.
But like, if you had to pick, you'd be picking
a cigarette. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he'll come in, or we'll be in the van, he'll be like, have you seen my vape? And I'm like, no, like, that's your responsibility. Or he'll go over and look for it somewhere, or I'm like, it's over there, and he'll like look.
He won't pick
something up. Sorry, I'm being really mean.
No,
there.
You're not, but I am thinking like that also sounds very like you.
Yeah, no, I'm much better than that. Am I like that, Jade?
No, you're not necessarily like that, but I feel like you'd lose things quite easily. You'd be like, where did I leave that?
Oh yeah, I lose things all the time. Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that for a fact.
Okay.
But
you'll thoroughly look.
Yeah, I'm giving out about him losing things, haven't I?
Yeah, kind of.
I was meant to only be giving out about when he looks for things.
Okay.
Does Reese do that?
Reese?
So it's like, you go look for something, but he didn't actually look for anything.
I don't know. What Reese does is...
And then he'll go look, and he'll literally look. Like look visually, but not pick things up and look.
Okay, yeah.
Search. He wouldn't search.
See, Reese would be saying that he'd look for hours for something, and then he'd ring or text me to say, where is it? And then before I've even replied, he's found it.
So he wasn't actually looking.
I don't know.
Weird. Maybe when you text him, he found it, and then he's like, yeah, I found it. Would he have texted you back saying, I've already found it?
Yeah, he has done that a few times. So I'm like, where were you looking before you text me? Yeah, boys are crazy as well.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't
humans
think this,
are just
I don't
mad.
Think any of this part is making sense, is it?
Nah, but I'd say it'll be funny to listen to.
I hope so. Because, no, and like, I can't fault. Oh, look, let's see how the hurling's going on half time.
Are we winning? Clare are
absolutely hammering Limerick and Waterford are losing by a point. Sorry, guys.
I'm in a Waterford jersey today, even though I'm a Kilkenny girl.
Oh, I'm devastated. Limerick are getting absolutely shat like on.
What's this for? Is this for the All-Ireland or anything?
Yeah, this is for the All-Ireland.
Is it?
Yes, the championship.
Where's Kilkenny then?
Sure, it must just be like Munster.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Maybe Kilkenny played yesterday.
I think Kilkenny are playing today.
Well, maybe they are.
That's not relevant to the podcast.
No, sorry. There's a TV in here and I don't even know how I looked up. I don't look up over there.
I don't know. It's kind of, I don't know.
Right, there's a TV in the corner and I looked up at the TV. The
right,
hurling
the
is on and the score just came up and I'm so sorry. I've got distracted. Where were we?
Boys are crazy too.
Oh yeah, but yeah, we're on about looking for things. To be honest, I am kind of bad at doing it at times.
Ah, but she like, we all have our flaws.
Yeah, we all have our flaws.
It's just like, I think it's tough when like both your flaws are the same.
Hey,
no.
I'm actually really good at finding things.
No. I know, I believe that. But like, let's just say you're both messy, then like, that's just difficult for everyone involved.
Oh, do you know what? No, me and Simon aren't too bad that way.
No.
Simon's very clean and stuff. But that reminds me of work, right? So my new job, I haven't talked about that much here.
No.
Before. So obviously I'm working, well, it's not obvious, but I'm working full time now with Blah Giveaways. But Paul, who I work with, me and Paul are the same.
Mm-hmm.
We're very, very the same. And we're so like all over the place. It is kind of funny at times, but other times you're like, for fuck's sake, like,
could one of us just be
on top of things? Because you go to do something and you go, well, I'd be going shooting a car and then we'd have the car and then we'd be like, shit, where are the regs? Okay, neither of us brought the regs. We need to go back. Then we'll go back and then we'll be like, who has the mics? we might have forgotten the mics, you know, but we're getting better. But it's just,
you just need to maybe, like, each time you have a task leader.
Yeah, no, I am going to, what I'm going to get is like a kit where all the like stuff that we need for the car is in this bag ready to go, and all you need to do is pick it up and go.
Good idea.
And just don't forget the bag, rather than having to look in a million different places for different things.
Love it.
So it's just putting different schedules and stuff in place, but it is like that. When you're two, when two people are the exact same, it's just so hard.
That's why they say opposites attract.
Yeah.
If one of you was organised and one of you was not organised, much easier environment to live in. Yeah. One of you might be frustrated a little bit more often, but like, things would get done.
Yeah, they would.
And but that's look, okay.
Do you know what? It makes for a laugh, doesn't it?
And you're having a good time.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what it's all about.
Here for a good time, not
here
a long time. But yeah, I don't know. Is that us?
I feel like that is us. 444 is the time, which means protection.
Protect the pod. Protect the pod.
Oh no, that isn't us.
Oh.
We need a big fat Enzo update.
We do need an Enzo update. But you know what I was thinking? I'll happily give one now. But do we need to regularly do Enzo updates? I feel like he doesn't change much week to week anymore.
Yeah, but Jade, it's been about 2 months.
Yeah. Before, like, he was changing daily, whereas now he's just kind of like, his progress has slowed.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
See, I feel like, because I only get to see him say like once every now and again that I know, I get
you
to
probably
see,
notice more
I
than
get
me.
To see him do all his tricks and stuff, you know.
All his tricks. Was he snorting the last time we were on the pod?
No.
Oh, he loves to go.
So if you ask him what does Peppa say, what will he do? He literally snort. And then you ask him to do his deep breaths. It's the cutest thing ever. Enzo, come on, deep breaths. And he'll be like, and he makes this really funny face.
He makes like a duck face, but like his mouth
is open. And
his mouth's
teetering.
Not doing anything.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
It's so funny.
And he was crawling, I think.
Yeah, he probably was crawling. And like, he walks if he holds your hand, but he'd be well able to walk without holding your hand. He just doesn't have the confidence.
Yeah.
He needs to believe in himself a little bit more. He says a heap of words.
Yeah, and his favourite word is dog.
Dog. Everything is dog. We went to Nore Valley Petting Zoo for his birthday, and the duck was a dog.
Everything was a dog.
The chicken was a dog. Everything was a dog. He loves dogs. He also says, if you say, what does the cow say? He goes, mmm.
Oh,
you were there when we taught him
there.
That.
I was. He's adorable. He's just so cute.
Oh, he's a funny little yoke. So he is. He's really, I know, like, in this new world, you're not allowed to say bold, but he's really bold.
Is he?
Yeah, he's so bold.
Why, what does he do? Why aren't you allowed to say that?
You're just not allowed to call a baby bold.
Oh, for God's sake.
I tell him he's bold when he's bold.
That's so stupid.
I know.
I don't know.
No, I think it's silly. Like, I was told I was bold if I was bold, and it never, I'm okay.
Sure, if you're bold, you're bold. Like,
I think.
Why are you going to, if someone like robs a shop, you're going to tell them, oh
such that
a good
wasn't
boy.
Very nice.
Yeah, no, but you're. You're bold.
Yeah, we won't curse. I just think he's really bold. I don't know. He's just so cheeky. Like, he'll like purposefully just ignore you. I think you've seen him do it. Like, if I'd be like, Enzo, he's just sitting there pretending like you don't exist. Or he'll like always throw his food on the floor.
That's just the baby being a baby.
I know, but I don't know. He just always does things that he knows he's not allowed to do. And then he'd say, Enzo, no. And then all of a sudden he's deaf.
And then he laughs.
He just doesn't hear you.
Might laugh.
Yeah, he laughs.
He loves hitting you in the face. And then
yeah, and he knows he's not allowed to hit his mom.
Sure, Michael told me to let him hit my face, and then someone turned around and was like, it's you who's getting him to do that. And I was like, I've nothing got to do with this. Michael just told me.
He's not that he's allowed to hit people, but he's specifically not allowed to hit me.
Yeah.
You can't grow up thinking it's okay to hit your mother.
No, you can't grow up thinking it's okay to hit anyone.
No.
But he was just a laugh.
He does mess with other people, but I don't even let him mess do it with me now, because you just never know that. He could get legs and start beating me when he's older.
Jesus.
Unlikely, but you never know.
No.
But yeah, no, he's a funny little yoke, so he is. He loves Peppa. Like, he doesn't even really watch Peppa, but he loves, like, Peppa books, Peppa toys.
Peppa everything.
He's kind of weird with his food now. He goes through phases. He has, like, 8 teeth.
Which is mental.
I know, it's crazy that he has so many teeth.
He has a mohawk.
He has a mohawk today. I love a mohawk hair on him.
He's so adorable with his little mohawk.
Ah, he's a funny little boy, so he is. But yeah. Can't tell you, what else is there to know about him? I don't know.
He's just...
He has taken steps.
Yeah, he has taken
he's
steps.
He's taken steps, but he won't. Walking. No, and my friend who had a baby moved away, so...
Oh yeah, his baby friend is gone.
His baby friend is gone.
So you'll find another one.
Ah, they'll be back.
And you're back to work.
I'm back to work.
I am not. It's so weird.
I know. I came in and I was like, this is so odd, like.
For me, like, because I hadn't worked with you for so long, it was... I just felt like we didn't work together anymore. We were just friends.
Know.
And then... But sure, here we are. We will... wrap it up.
Yeah, yes.
And next week we are going to be back with obviously a brand new episode. Don't forget to send us a DM on Insta if you want to be our producer, if you want to be our editor, or
if you've gotten back with your ex.
Oh yeah, if you've gotten back with your ex, let us know if it's something you've done. And I was going to suggest if there is anything that you would like us to talk about.
Yeah, good idea.
On Insta or on
TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok, that's the other platform. At Two Girls and a Baby Pod. And obviously you can listen wherever you get your podcasts. And if you do enjoy, make sure to
rate us.
Yes. And send it to your friends. And that's it for now. Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Over two centuries ago, it was England that taxed our tea. Now it's Brussels trying to regulate our companies. Under new European regulations, American businesses face crushing fines, forced disclosures, and foreign red tape that kills jobs here at home. America's laws should be written in America, not Brussels. Reject European regulatory overreach and uphold Trump's trade deal. Paid for by Americans for Limited Government.